Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals on Lock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations to everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous Wednesday, I can't believe it, September 8th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm so excited about today's broadcast, not because of the subject matter, nonetheless, because the subject matter is kind of crappy. That's the only way I can say it, just to call it like I see it. It's a crappy topic, but what I'm excited about is this is the one that nobody has resources to handle. And we're going to talk about how do we handle such a delicate thing like today's topic, which is how to handle your parents' finances when that time comes. It's a tough topic. Because there are so many things. Forget about the money itself, but there's so much emotion. We always have to remember that we are not logical beings. We are thinking beings, but we are emotional beings that use logic. But we're emotional creatures first. We're not logical creatures that emote. We are emotional creatures that use logic from time to time and not always when we should, as is the case for me when I was in my early 20s and my emotions dominated my money, and no matter how much I made, it went out the window. But this is a tough topic for a lot of people, especially if you're like me, you're the oldest in the family, and so that kind of burden will probably fall on you first. And or like me, I've been dealing with my mother's poor money management. For those of you who listen regularly are well aware that that there have been challenges because of what I wasn't taught and what I observed and modeled. And those money skills didn't really do me so good early on. Fortunately, I was able to interrupt my money patterning and reprogram myself for success financially. But one of the things is my mother's older. She's in a walker. You know, I already had to provide housing for her. And as she gets older and she's able to do less and less for herself, that's a cost that I'm going to have to absorb. And because she never planned for the future as if it wasn't coming, because a lot of people think, well, tomorrow never comes because when I wake up tomorrow, it'll be today. And I know it's a crazy thing, but yeah, tomorrow never comes because by the time tomorrow gets here, it's already today. And with that mentality, a lot of people haven't really planned. And my mother will have to work every day just for basic stuff because Social Security, I'm gonna let a big cat out of the bag here. Social Security does not give you enough to live on. What a revelation, huh? Yeah. So she still has to work, but she certainly wouldn't be able to live where she does with her dog and have the things that she did if it wasn't for me financially. And my brother is, you know, raising a family, and so he has other financial concerns. And since I don't have my children of my own outside of our Unlock Your Wealth mascot and a stepson, you know, the burden falls on me. And that might be you. You might be the youngest, like I've known some people, and the other kids are so old that they've moved out and gone on, and you're the youngest, so you're still around, so you're the one that ends up caring for the parents. And then that burden lies on you, and you ask them, and they've got their families, and they've got their own lives that they're leading, And so being the last child in the line, the burden can sometimes fall on you as well. And you have to make decisions and do things that are very uncomfortable, even, you know, when you know what's right and good for your parents and they're fixed in their ways and they're kind of set and they're stubborn and they don't want to be told what to do. So it's a difficult, difficult scenario. But today's show is going to give you some tips, tricks, and tools that you can use today to incorporate into your life to help you get through this tricky time in just 30 minutes dealing with your parents' finances. First off, before we start going through some of these articles, I just want to say, remember that people are emotional creatures. And while you might be dealing with all the frustration and anxiety of all of the stuff that your parents put upon you or didn't put upon you when you were younger, you got to set that aside. And let me just tell you, I understand how tough that is because I'm an emotional creature. It has to be logical. And that gets in the way for me all the time. I have to push those feelings of resentment and anger and all of that stuff aside, and I have to remember that it's a human being. It's a living, breathing human being. The person or two that brought you into this world, and as my mother would say when I was growing, you better behave or I can take you out of this world as fast as I brought you into it. So we have to remember that and try to find compassion and use the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have do unto you. How would you want to be treated in this situation by your children? And just try to remember that. And for me, God, that's tough. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell you, oh, like I'm holier than thou. You need to do this and this and this. I struggle with it. I struggle with it every day. So I'm only sharing this with you to help you find it in yourself, to give you the strength that you need to do this undertaking, because it's really tough. It's very stressful. Whatever precipitated, whether it was one catastrophic event like an accident or something where they became injured or debilitated in such a way, or maybe it was a gradual thing and maybe they've got Alzheimer's or stuff like that, whatever brings it on, you're going to be upset because obviously it's going to materially affect your life. And then if you're married, you've got your spouse and your children to think about when you have to make this decision. So open lines of communication and remember that nobody is right or wrong in this situation, but you just have to create a solution that benefits all parties. So if you start from that mentality, that's going to get you going on your way. But for specifics, we go to bankrate.com for 8 steps to managing your parents' finances. And step 1 is to find all of your parents' financial accounts and documents. And they may not be so forthcoming, or maybe they're debilitated like they've had a stroke and they're there, but maybe that part of their brain that controls speech isn't. And so while they would like to communicate with you, they might not be able to. So you're going to have to do some sleuthing on your own. And I've been watching these shows, Hoarders, holy cow. If your parents are not super diligent with their documentation, it might be quite a bit of work. You might have to find a primary bank or financial institution and start doing asset searches and things. It's not easy, but you got to get to it. What this should do for you, though, especially if you have children, is to start thinking about preparing your children in preparing your mindset in the event of what you need to do and have all your financial documents handy in one area that's easily accessible to family but not criminals in the event of something like this. So if your parents are good, healthy, communicating beings, while they are well, it would be a good idea to broach the subject and get them to start assembling a file folder or create some sort of financial roadmap that tells you where everything is, where they bank, all the different banking options that they have, who their financial planners are, who their insurance companies are, if they have safe deposit boxes, where are the keys, things like that, while they're well, generate powers of attorney and all that stuff, and medical powers of attorney up front while they're well, so it'll make this part go easier. But if we're past that point, you're going to have to put on your detective cap and get going. The second thing you want to do, because you don't want to have their credit destroyed as a result of their injury or incapacitation, start collecting and getting the bills paid. If you have any concern that mom and dad may not have enough money to pay their bills and their medical expenses, make sure that you have a list of all their assets and expenses before you start paying the routine bills. Find out if there's anything on automatic bill pay, if they're using computers to do any of their financial management. You'll want to try to find all that stuff out. We're at a 50-50 point, I would think, here in today's world. Either your parents are tech savvy and on the information superhighway, or they abhor technology and refuse to learn it, and everything will be in a paper file format. So until the population, the computer generation ages a bit more, you'll still see paper filing systems, I would imagine, for a lot of that stuff. But get the bills paid. Make sure that you have the most recent bank statements, especially for credit cards, to make sure that you're not overpaying balances or spending money that you don't need to spend. Confirm that accounts are true, are accurate, and that they are how those bills have been paid in the past, and make sure they're open and active before you write a check out. You don't want to send a check to a company that they haven't had an account or received service for some time. One of the things that you can have as you're looking forward is to have your parents have all of their financial banking stuff forwarded to you. Have them send you copies automatically. And that way you can start tracking that stuff for them. And if there's any errors or inaccuracies, they may not have caught them. It'll be great that you can subvert a crisis before it happens. You want to be careful about handing over or mailing powers of attorneys or trust documents to anyone, especially if they're out of state, because most banks want the originals, and you need to be careful about that and make sure you have certified copies before you start doing any of those kinds of things, if they need to do that. If a bank or financial institution requires the original, send it overnight, return receipt, like signature required with the overnight thing, and then inside it, send a prepaid envelope for them to return that document to you as soon as they copy it. But most places will take certified copies, and you can get those made at a notary public or at your bank or financial institution can make those. And that's just forward thinking. If your parents are well, these are things that they can start doing, and this is what you should be doing, planning for the future for yourself. Now, if you have to go into safety deposit boxes, make sure you have a witness with you, all right? Your parents shouldn't keep powers of attorney or living trust originals in their safety deposit box. They're better off at home in a fireproof box because, you know, you don't want to have these forms in hand if you're not listed on your parents' safe deposit box. You won't be able to have access to those things. So you'll need to have them sign forms. And, again, if they're incapacitated, that's going to be a problem. So the easiest option for you is to make sure that you have all those documents, again, in their home where it's accessible to you. But you make sure that you want to have a witness, especially if they have jewels or loose items or cash, things like that. Have a witness or when you go in, or a video camera, and make an inventory on all of the items that are in there, and make sure that you make sure that someone else is also witnessing it, so you don't get caught in that ever popular sibling fight. Say, oh well, you took this, and I know that that was there, and blah blah blah. And before you know it, you have a war on your hands. We have four more tips to go on our Handling Our Parents' Finances episode of this week's Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhaus Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhaus Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become, truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhaus Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhaus Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your hostess with the financial mostest, Heather Wagenhaus. And we are halfway through giving you 30 minutes of tools you can use right now today to help you and your family create instant financial wellness and future financial independence. And today's topic is managing your parents' finances. Such a scary, delicate, daunting, mortality-driven kind of thing to do. Because when you have to deal with your parents' mortality, all of a sudden you have to deal with your own, and that's like nothing that nobody wants to do. Trust me, when my father passed away, it made me think about my mortality. How much longer do I have? My dad is 55. I'm 40 now. That was like 8 years ago. And it was like, holy cow, what am I doing with my life? Where am I? Why have I been trying to please this person? And now I need to start thinking about myself and what do I want for my life? I need to stop living for everybody else and start living for me. And that was a great big wake-up call. And anytime you have to deal with parents, you know, my mother got hurt. She refused to go see a doctor. It got to the point where her legs didn't work. She had to go in for back surgery. But because, you know, she managed her money poorly and she wouldn't go to the doctor because it cost money, and she has a spending sickness, and she would not buy health insurance, and she didn't have it. She waited 2 years till she got on Medicare to do anything about her injury, and because she waited all of that time, it started to cripple her. And even though she got the surgery, she's stuck in a walker, and that's no good for anybody. And so every time my mother becomes a little bit less independent, takes me another step closer. What am I doing with the rest of my life? And these are tough things, and having to address your finances is the last thing that you want to do. But it's something that the sooner we start talking about it, the easier it will become, because it's not a subject that anybody wants to talk about. And if you switch the roles, you wouldn't want your kids coming to you talking about your money. Where is it? How much do you have? And blah, blah, blah. And you're not managing it right. I mean, that's the last thing that somebody, a parent wants, is to be told what to do by their children like they don't know. So as a mental note, start forward thinking for yourself with all of these different steps and incorporate these ideas for yourself as you plan for your financial future. And part of the decline is what you got to be aware of. It's inevitable, so we have to put a little bit of emphasis on making it easier for everybody else, number one. But number two, if you think about this for yourself and your family and it's well thought out, guess what? It's what you want. If you don't think it through and there's a catastrophic event and your children have to make decisions, it might not be what you want, but you might be incapacitated or unable to communicate you're not happy with the way they're doing things. If you're injured, if you have a stroke or Alzheimer's or something like that. So in order to remain in control, you got to hope for the best, plan for the worst. We've got to remember that key when we think about this for ourselves. But back to what do we do when it's our parents and there hasn't been any of this stuff taken care of. Number five, if they don't have a power of attorney or a living trust, you need to become your parents' ill guardian. And in the event that your mom or dad develop dementia or Alzheimer's, then they cannot manage their money and they haven't signed a power of attorney or created a living trust, you must go to court before you can intercede. This is a tough deal, and this is, you have to prove that your parent is mentally or physically incompetent. And it's a very uncomfortable process, and a law attorney, like, who specializes in elderly people can help guide you through this process. And in many cases, you'll need two or more physicians to certify in writing that your parents are unable to manage his or her life alone. And then you'll need to go to court and present the information to a judge who will determine whether or not you are the one to handle the parents' affairs. So if you have siblings, you know, you might have to vote on it, or you might have to all agree that you're going to all do it, or that however many of you nominate one person to do it. It's expensive and time-consuming to go through this legal process to become a guardian, and this is so much more of a reason to make sure that you have a signed power of attorney established and a living trust as well, just in case they might need it. And, you know, what we always say about hope for the best, plan for the worst, once you've taken care of that alternative scenario, it usually doesn't happen. You don't have to worry about it because it's off your plate, so you can focus on what's in front of you, getting the most out of your life. Number six, you need to document everything you do on or for your parents. If you pay their bills, keep copies of every check, whether it's in a duplicate or you Xerox it. It's going to be a pain in the butt, but if there are any issues, if you have any siblings or other relatives, there's going to be no question what you did. Every penny will be accounted for. You need to focus on that. Keep every statement. Document everything. And, again, video is so powerful, and it's so inexpensive. Those little flip cameras, are like $100. Every cell phone seems to have a video camera where you can do short videos. Just, you know, film the information, film the stuff that you're doing, and then archive it. You can do online storage, and that way you'll always have a record, and no one can come back on you saying, oh, you did something sleight of hand. Say, well, I'm not sure how I did that because everything I did, I've documented. Number seven, consider hiring a financial planning team. If your parents do develop dementia or Alzheimer's, they might require care for many years, and if there's not a long-term care policy in place, it's going to be expensive, potentially. And if you have a team of financial planners, tax preparers, and attorneys, you can avoid common mistakes financially on their behalf, and it'll help you decide on how to best create a savings and spending plan for them. And you'll have to do a financial accounting and find out where they are to make sure that they are not going to outlive their money, or if they are, how you and your siblings or other relatives are going to come up with a plan to make up that difference. And number eight, consider updating your parents' investments. If your dad or mom could live another 15 years with Alzheimer's, over that time, their financial objectives are probably going to change. And a skilled financial planner can decide whether or not your parents' current investments are enough or the right investment vehicle to help get your parents where they want to go. It's a tough thing, but for yourselves, you know what you need to be thinking about for your predecessors. And again, the toughest thing, and this is the one thing that I struggle with because it's very easy for me to slip into old behavior patterns and just start ranting and raving and hooting and hollering because they've made mistakes. And right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, you're going to be saddled with the responsibility. So you want to try to make the best of it that you can. And the more cooperative you are, the more cooperative they will be. And it'll get you where you want to go so much faster if you just give in and go along to get along, and you'll be able to manage their money so much better, and you'll want to do a good job and help create the best of a crappy situation, because there's no other way to put it. But you don't want them freaking out on their last breath that something wasn't right. So this is why it's so important for you take the time and start those conversations while they are alive and well. And it's a crummy thing to talk about, but a great way to open the conversation is, hey, I was listening to this Unlock Your Wealth radio show, and they talked about managing your parents' finances, and I was surprised that that was an issue. And you can talk about it in general terms in the context of this show and maybe have them listen to the episode too so they can start thinking about it. So it's not like you're attacking them. You're talking about the show, something general, not specific to them, so they won't feel so threatened. However you start the conversation, just get it started. Open those lines of communication. Make sure they understand it's about compassion and about their quality of life, both personally and financially, and you'll be fine. And just remember, start with love first, and you'll be able to overcome it all. I'm so excited. We got T. Harv Eker coming up again this Saturday. If you missed last Saturday, tisk tisk, but never fear, the downloads are here. Listen in to find out what your money blueprint is, because this week we're going to learn how to change that money blueprint forever. I'm so excited. T. Harv has decided to join us, and as a special bonus to our Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners, if you go to www.millionairemind.com/unlockyourwealth, the key is the /unlockyourwealth, you can receive two complimentary tickets for you and a spouse, loved one, friend, or total stranger you want to take on a blind date to the Millionaire Mind Intensive. It's a 3-day workshop from the book Secrets of the Millionaire Mind and T. Harv Eker, who will change your money blueprint forever. Drop all of those bad money management programming skills that you acquired along the way and delete those files and install them with new productive financially programming. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday's show. You have been listening to the Midweek Update from Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor, your hostess with the financial gnosis. Visit our website, www.unlockyourwealth.com, for this week's featured strategy, because finally, financial independence can be yours. Here's to your financial wellness. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you on Saturday.